Today's learning is dedicated to Le'ilah Nishmas Leah Devorah Bas Yosef Halevi. Just a very quick thought on the parasha, or really on last week's parasha. Now, one of the things that's on everyone's mind now, besides for elections and voting, is the lottery. Lottery. If I would win the lottery, and I'm not going to argue, I think we all play that game. If I would win the lottery, what if I play the game, which job would I quit first if I win the lottery? Depends on my day, depends on the week, which job gets first dibs to drop if I won the lottery. Yeah, we all play games like that. It's fun. It's exciting. You do it with your family. Like, where would we move? What would we do, right? It's a fun game. But the truth is, in last week's parasha, the Torah reminds us, as much as exciting as it is, but it's a very big nesoyan to have Ashiris. Avraham Avinu went last week, in last week's parasha, Avraham Avinu experienced basically winning the lottery. He wasn't a wealthy person. He didn't start off wealthy. He came from what we call an average home. Well, he was in Chinuch, so he was already starting behind the eight ball because he was a Makariv. He didn't have a lot of money. He goes down to Mitzrayim, the whole story with his wife, and we all know he comes back fabulously wealthy. Now, the question is, how is that going to change Avraham Avinu's life? So the Ksav Sefer writes very beautifully. He says that we know the Pasuk tells us that after he left Mitzrayim, by Yelech L'Masov, Rashi has Tubshatim, Wamshat Rashi writes that he stayed in the same hotels that he did on the way down. So the Ksav Sefer writes, the reason behind this was that Avraham Avinu was trying to show, thank you, that the Motel 6 that I stayed in, or Motel 8 that I stayed in on the way down, is good enough for me then, it's good enough for me now. Even though now I'm a big hotshot, now I'm a big gvir, I could stay at the best of the best, I can stay at the Ritz-Carlton or whatever else is out there. He says, no, I'm not going to let it change my lifestyle. I'm not going to have my entire lifestyle change and become that guy just because now I came across a few dollars. I was at an event a few weeks ago where I had to come, whatever. I was there with my talmidim. It was a fundraising event, and they told me there's a very big gvir here in the room. Now, usually you can figure out who the wealthy guy in the room is. They were trying to get money out of this guy. He's a fabulously wealthy man. He gives millions of dollars. So I'm looking around the room. I'm saying, I don't know where he is. Usually you could tell. The guys have a look. A millionaire, especially if he gives, he has that look like, you know, who I am. I own the place. I'm looking around the room. I pause and said, I give up. I have no idea where this wealthy man is. Then they say, we want to invite this big, big philanthropist to speak. He gets up. I almost fell off my chair. The guy looked like I would have given him a dollar if I would have seen him somewhere else. He's like regular guy sitting there, having his breakfast, eating his bagel and coffee. He mamas look like, not sound like a regular guy, like under a regular guy. And he gets up and he speaks. Now, usually when these guys get up and speak, they tell you, how much they do and how great they are. The guy spoke for 30 seconds and he flew from Australia. The guy's a big gevir in Australia, came to America, he was coming to visit his kids. He spoke for about 30 seconds, not about himself, not about how smart he is and how he made his money and how great Tzedakah is. He spoke about, learning Torah is important or something like that. 30 seconds, he sat down. So I showed my talmidim. I said, that's someone you want to be like one day. It did not change his life at all. This guy looked like a simple money did not impact his life like he was at. He was like anyone else, traveled, I think he told us 20-something hours from Australia to come in just to speak for 30 seconds. That's what the guy did. 30 seconds he spoke. There was no fanfare, it blew my mind, a whole new level of what I call real emistic philanthropy. But a guy gives millions of dollars. You never know it. Usually today, when people give millions of dollars, they let you know it. They want to make sure you know that they give millions of dollars. Avraham Avinu was the opposite. Avraham Avinu said, I'm going to make it big. Baruch Hashem blessed me with money. But I'm not going to walk around like I own the place and now because I'm wealthy. And Lloyd was the exact opposite. Lloyd got a taste of money and he went wild. Lloyd got exposed. Lloyd also got money. Lloyd also made a good payback off the whole story. But Lloyd, they went the other direction. Lloyd said, money's geschmack. Lloyd got totally, totally affected by the money. Ended up in Stoim. His life changed drastically and dramatically because he got influenced by money. So as much as I told the people in my show, I want everyone to win the lottery. Everyone should win the lottery. But just remember, as great as it sounds, the statistics show many people who win the lottery, at least non-religious Jews, many of them take their lives at the end. They don't find any pleasure. They thought this would give them pleasure, and they realize it doesn't even give them pleasure. So at least for us Yidden, we can find pleasure. We give tzedakah, and we can still live our lives for the most part. But, the gift of Ashiris is a beautiful gift, and we should all be zeichet to it. Trust me, don't get me wrong. But you have to realize a lot of it does change a person's life. We mentioned the Chassam Sefer a few weeks ago. The Chassam Sefer said the biggest bracha is that someone should become wealthy when their kids are big already. So they shouldn't be raised wealthy. When the kids are raised wealthy, it's very hard to be mechayach and prav. Raise them regular. And when they get older, then you can get the bracha of Ashiris. I say over this story very often. I think it's more of a story about Rechaim Kinevsky. The famous story where a fellow once decided that he doesn't understand this minhag in Klal Yisrael, that we don't give the kisavai, the teichacha, to a regular person. What's it? It's teiro. Why can you not get the aliyah to a regular person? You have to give it to the gabbai, you give it to the balkeir. So this avrich decided he's taking kisavai, he's taking the teicha, and let's see what's going to happen. And nothing happened. He got the aliyah, no lightning came down from Shemayim. So he said, look, it's not such a bad thing. So they told Chaim Kanevsky about it. Chaim Kanevsky said, I don't know, we have a tradition that it's not good mazel to take that aliyah. Okay, no one knew what happened. A few weeks later, this guy gets a letter in the mail that he had a distant relative in America, a very, very wealthy man, fabulously wealthy man, who owned companies and businesses worth multi-million dollars here in America, and he had no Yarshim. And this Avreich in Eretz Yisrael, now Yarshim is all that money. So they run back to Chaim Kanevsky, say, Rebbe, look, Chaim Kanevsky said, I told you, nothing good comes from getting the Aliyah. He said, what do you mean? He said, now he's going to have to move to America, stop learning, be busy with the business. What type of bracha is that? That's the biggest klal in the world. That was Chaim Kanevsky's perception of money. Now, how have I, we could dream a little bit in those worlds of that should be the biggest klal that we, you know, Yarish in a multi-million-dollar business. But in his mind, if it takes you away from learning, it's not a bracha, it's a klal. So that's just the perception. And I think it's an important message from last parasha, the Torah's perception of Ashiris and the various nesirnas that come with it. Okay, we left off last week. Again, I know it looks scary, there's three pages. It's really a lot of it's a continuation from last week, which we didn't get to. So let's just start like this. On page 2, we left off with a Taisus's kasha. Let's just see it one more time. Again, we had a Gemara, and now we're getting, for the last week's parasha, was all the sugya about Mila, and this week's parasha is going to be even more about Mila. So now we're really getting into the sugyas of Mila. So Taisus had a kasha. We had a Gemara. The Gemara had a special drasha that women are potter from the midst of Mila. So Taisus had a kasha, number 6. Bimtoimar. Lomali kura, why don't we need a pasuk? Typically, the mitzvah says, as magramu, why don't we just say simple that Mila is a time-sensitive mitzvah? Why? Shanimo bishmini leidase. Because you can't do the bit before day 8. And therefore, Taisus decides to go the route of assuming it's time-sensitive because you can't do it before day 8. And therefore, for Taisus, it's time-sensitive, women are automatically exempt. Yeshoimer answers, Taisus, to kiven demyem ha-shmini v'ola ein lehefsek. Taisus says, no, it doesn't matter that it has a starting date, but the point is it has no end date. Because once the mitzvah starts, it keeps going. Lab zman gramhu. Therefore, it's not considered a zman gram. So Taisus is, havamina was, that any mitzvah that has a starting date, that makes it zman gram, and Taisus' answer is no. A starting, what? That's going to be the follow-up kasha Taisus is going to ask in a second. But Taisus' answer is that even though it doesn't start till day 8, that doesn't make it zman gram. We mentioned last week, the Taisus Rosh. The Taisus Rosh said, I'll bring you a riot to this yisoid. That the fact that it doesn't have a starting date doesn't bother me from Pidgin Aben. Because by Pidgin Aben, the halacha is you're not paid to the baby till the 30th day. And yet we know Pidgin Aben is not considered a time-sensitive mitzvah. Why not? So the Taisus Rosh said, oh, you see from there, that just because they have a starting date, that doesn't make it Zman Grama. Zman Grama means it has a starting date and an ending date. Being that these mitzvahs don't have an end date, they go forever, that's why it's not considered Zman Grama. So if you take a look over here, this is an added on from last week. If you look at number 6a, this I found in the Shulam of Reb Shorkin, but this is a Yisoy, they say B'Shem Reb Chaim. They say this Yisoy over from Reb Chaim Salvechi. That what? The kasha that Achrayim have is what was Taisus' answer? But Lamaisa, it doesn't start till day 8. How can you tell me that it's not a time-bound mitzvah? Doesn't time mean it's controlled by time, and this doesn't start till day 8? That should make it a time-controlled mitzvah. So the way we're answering it now, it's not shver because we're using the Taisus Rosh to compare it to Pidgin Aben. But Reb Chaim and many other Achrayim were still bothered. What was Taisus' answer? What was Taisus' kasha? It doesn't start till day 8. Says Taisus, you're right, but once it starts, it never ends. But it still doesn't start till day 8. So the way we learned Taisus was saying, no. The fact that it doesn't start till day 8 doesn't bother me. Because the definition of a Zman Grama is a starting point and an ending point. This doesn't have a starting point and an ending point. Yes, it has a starting point, but it doesn't have an ending point. That's the way we learned Taisus, and we were very happy with the Taisus Rosh's Raya from Pidgin Aben. But they bring over here Pshat, which they say it over B'Shem Reb Chaim. I couldn't find it in print B'Shem Reb Chaim, but I saw it quoted B'Shem Reb Chaim, but Reb Shorkin writes in before, number 6a. He writes, U'be'ikah divirat Taisus, in the words of Taisus, kivin shem yem ha'shmini v'ola ein lehefsek, lo yev emitzeh shem ha'grama tzorachin. Da'kati ha'z ma'grama sh'ad yoyim ches peturim. Meaning, what was Taisus' answer? What happened to the first 8 days? This mitzvah does not start until 8 days. That means the mitzvah is on a time limit. So we learned it's not shver because ein achanami. We know that. But that doesn't bother us. But frek di zachrein, it should bother you. The fact that the mitzvah does not start until the 8th day, that makes it very controlled by time. If it's controlled by time, it should be zman grama.
As far as zman grama, that women are so old, they can suddenly have the
things. Yes. And therefore?
By definition, once it starts, if there's no time limit, in other words, to go ahead and suppress them,
right, so this Taisus was going to get to it. Very good. David beat me to the gun over here that this Taisus is a right to Rav Ujraham. Again, we always come back to Rav Ujraham. Rav Ujraham says that the reason why the Torah parted women is because their time is not theirs and they always have. But if there's no time limit, so this is beautiful. What do you mean, tell me? The lady can't give a kid a bris because her husband might want something. husband was going to want something 24 hours, 7 days for the next 50 years. So yeah, so this Tosfos is a very geschmack. If you learn like the Avud Ruham, that the reason why the Torah exempted women was for that reason, then this L'chairah shouldn't apply. But Tosfos is saying even more than that. Tosfos is saying that this is not even considered a time-sensitive mitzvah. Now you're arguing that, well, that's really what Tosfos' answer is. Tosfos' answer is that this is not considered a time-sensitive mitzvah because it's, meaning, not the pshat that it's time-sensitive, but women are part of it. Tosfos holds, Mila is not a time-sensitive mitzvah. Let's, for example, if you were writing your Dias Klali's booklet, and you had to write categories of mitzvahs that are stashed as mangroma. According to Tosfos, you do not put Mila in this mangroma category. You put Mila in the non-mangroma. Why? Because once it starts, it goes forever. That would be Shitas HaTosfos by us. We'll see, maybe not all Tosfos will agree to that. But take a look in the Pshok number 6, and he writes, V'tiritz ha'oilam, the Velt answers, Shaho da'ad yoim ches potter, why taka does Mila start on the day, in the 8th day? Einoi inyan p'tur. It's not the pshat that the mitzvah is up and running, but you can't do it for the 8th day, till 8th day. Elo d'loi choshev or lo ad yoim ches. This is, you say, the quote from Chaim, that until the 8th day, this doesn't have a shame orlo. And therefore, there's no mitzvah to cut it. The mitzvah is to cut the orlo, to cut that piece of skin needs to be removed. But until day 8, that piece of skin is not the skin that the Torah requires you to remove.
What happens if you did it early?
Ah, so we're going to get to that. If we learned this, the Elam all remembers when we did Rav Elazar d'Milah, we talked at length what's going to happen. But we'll get to that Belina later today also. But the Yevit, if you do it earlier, it's a big shayla, what's going to be? Hatavas dam bris. Right? Again, you can't reconnect the skin.
It must be called an arva if you don't have to do it again.
Right. Well, again, it might be just be impossible because there's nothing to do because the skin is cut off. You can't reattach it. And then there's a Tavas dam bris, which we'll get more into later today, I hope.
What? The same maybe thought about Kiddush Levana, that it's not because it's not that it's on the 30th day or whatever, you can't do it.
Right. Similar idea, which we'll develop that more also today, Mr. Shem. That svara that we saw already from by Bikurim and by Kiddush Levana, all those mitzvahs where there's a dover acher goyim lo, something else affects it. So I'll just finish the shtickle over here. Ulechein ein zeh choshev zman grom, rak da ad yoyim ches, b'chlal lo ave ches ed arlo. V'have yoyim ches ki yoyim leidosa lemila. He says, day 8 is like the day the baby's born. There's no sibas ha-mitzvah, there's nothing to talk about. L'chein ein ein zman grom. That's why it's not zman grom. He says, what do you mean? Why don't you say it's my grandma? Because you can't do bris milah until the baby's born. Because that's ridiculous. Of course, there's no mitzvah because there's no baby. So here also, there's no mitzvah because there's nothing to cut. That piece of skin that requires to be cut is not considered halachically skin until day 8, and day 8, the mitzvah kicks.
How would you plug this into Pidyon
Ben? Oh, that's the question. How would you plug this into Pidyon Ben? So you'd have to say, if you want to keep everything, you'd have to say that the same thing, that the mitzvah to be paid to the son does not start on day 1. There is no mitzvah to be paid a day one old baby. Not true. The mitzvah is to be paid a 30-day old baby. There is no mitzvah on this baby to be paid until he hits day 30. He's like the Arla before day 8. It's nothing.
Now he's
a bar pigeon. Right, it's not the pshat that we could have been paid him day 1, day 2. I mean, most of us assume you could have been paid a baby on day 1, day 2, day 3. The Torah said wait till 30. Or you could give a baby a bris on day 1, day 2, day 3. The Torah said wait till day 8. We're saying no. There's no obligation, there's no sibas achiv until you hit day 8 or until you hit day 30. Okay, that's just Tosefta's beer from last week. But let's go back to Tosefta for a second. Tosefta gave a big teretz that Mila goes forever. Because once you hit day 8, the mitzvah never stops. So, fact, Tosefta Akasha, back to number 6, Vintoima, Akati mitzvah seish as magom hu dey moilin el biyoim. Fact, Tosefta, what are you talking about? It never stops. You can't do a Mila shleb as mani biyoim, belailo. Of course it stops. What do you mean? Once it hits day 8, the mitzvah goes forever? No, it doesn't. It takes a break every single night. Every time you hit nighttime, you can't do a mila balayla. A mila shleib zman is not done balayla. So for Tosfos Akasha, the mitzvah still stops. If Tosfos the Asi command Omar, hasam the mila shleib zman heges bein bein balayla. Says Tosfos, no, we're going like that sheet in the Gemara that happens to hold that a mila shleib zmanoi taka could be done balayla also. So therefore, enachrami, once the mitzvah starts, it never ever ends. It goes forever and ever, and that's why mila is considered a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman krom.
Is there a difference between mitzvah being chal and the mitzvah mila continues. The
Saying good. So you're saying you mechavan to the Turi Evan, which Belined will get to later somewhere in this big booklet of Maariv Kaimis. We'll see a Turi Evan is saying a similar svara, that the mitzvah of mila goes forever as opposed to other mitzvahs that they stop and a new mitzvah starts. I mean, this mitzvah is the same mitzvah that keeps going. It might take breaks and start up again, but it's always the old mitzvah starting, continuing. Masha'inkin, let's say a regular mitzvah, you have day, night, stop, new mitzvah. Right, let's say a person didn't put on tefillin on Sunday. Now comes Monday. It's not the pshat. He has the same. He's making up Sunday's tefillin. No. It's a new mitzvah. Every mitzvah stops and starts. Well, Blue Nether will develop that from the Turi Evan.
There's two things. One is the Maisa mitzvah, and the one is the
yes.
Being Gemal.
We'll get to that also today. We'll get to that also today, Mirtz Hashem. We'll go back to that Yisoid, that there might be, that's
the Marach HaZeruah, right?
That's the Marach HaZeruah. We'll get to that also. We'll see today, maybe it's, we'll see maybe.
Seth's not here today.
We'll see that Marach HaZeruah is going to come back in the Svasemis. We'll see there's a Svasemis and Megillah that sounds like that, but Blue Nether, we got to deal with first. The way I organize this, I want to deal with places by us, the other Bali HaToisvus, the other Rishonim, and then I'll deal with the Achreinim as they come along. But the obvious casual advice, I'm waiting for someone to ask me this on Toisvus. What was Toisvus' Teres? Let's chaz one more time. The Elim should know this because we learned Rabbi Loz the Mila together. Taisus had a kasha that how is, why is the Mila time sensitive? The Taisus answered because Mila, once you get to Shalei Bezmani, once you get to the eight, the mitzvah never stops. In fact, Taisus had kasha, what about Laila? Taisus, nah, you can do Mila of Belaila also. But what's fair? Shabbos v'yomtiv. We learned in Rabbi Loz the Mila, there is no man da'amah that says that a Mila of Shalei Bezmani is Deicha Shabbos v'yomtiv. So, fact, the Acharonim, well, you guys don't know the territory. Huh?
It's just a technicality.
Wait, had a problem. It stops Friday night, and then it starts again Saturday.
But that means it stops. You told me, your whole selling point.
In the end, he said
he
only let the
sheet
that it stops every night.
It doesn't stop. We could do Mila Belaila. It doesn't stop. But it does stop. It stops every Shabbos, every Yom Tov. So, fact, the Acharonim, Atzmas Yosef, Kivager, others. What do you mean the mitzvah never stops? Of course the mitzvah stops. It stops every Friday night. You come Friday night, the Chazal say, no brisim now, brisim not till Sunday morning.
There's not a mitzvah at that time, though. For everybody, there's no mitzvah on Shabbos.
That's not true. A milah b'zmanah happens on Shabbos.
No, but once you go past the zman, yeah. It's no different a lady, a man, or anybody else. Shabbos is not the zman milah.
But again, doesn't that show me that the mitzvah has a time limit?
No, that's the course that it's taking. There are going to be stops in it that just there's a detour. You don't.
But isn't that by definition?
Shabbos is man milah because
an eight-day baby does do milah. So let's see. So let's take a look.
So we don't make such a.
Yeah, but we're saying Tosfos is saying
8 days. It's got to be Shabbos Shalavas Mana.
This whole Tosfos is saying that the whole makeup of this mitzvah milah is considered Shalavas Man Groma because we hold like this man, the Oman Yavomis, that we don't even pass on Allah Lamaisalai. It's a pell. We'll see Achrayim have this kasha on Taisvis. But let's deal with this kasha. So, Nachmo. The kasha on Taisvis is how could Taisvis say that Mila is considered Shalei Azman Grama? Because once you get to day 8, Bem Yom Yavlai, what do you do Shabbos V'yamtiv? So, let's take a look in the Atmos
Yosef.
Very good. That's what Kivega's answer. That's very good. That's the answer. The answer is Shabbos is not a stira to Mila. What's the right that Shabbos is not a stira to Mila? Because an 8 day old baby, we do on Shabbos. Masha ain't kein any other mitzvah that you don't do at a certain time. That's the pshat that this time and the mitzvah are contradicting to each other. That's an example. We don't shake a lulav at night. That's because there's something at night and lulav don't go together. You can't say Shabbos and milah are stirred to each other. What's the biggest raya? Either like Chaim said, b'di'evit, you would do it. The milah is kosher. So Shail, no one thinks in a million years that if a guy goes b'di'evit and mouths a baby on Shabbos, shalev is mani, that you have to do a tavas dan bris. The maisa was done. We don't let you do it because it's whatever. There's no heter. He's Michal Shabbos.
What?
The guy's Michal Shabbos. Right. There's what we call a Dovet study. There's an outside factor. There's another din called Shabbos. And Shabbos says, I'm sorry, we can't let you do it. Now, if it's an 8 day old baby, Shabbos says, no problem, do it. That's the raya that it can't be a steer. So let's see. Let's see Atmos Yosef first.
The Tilos Mila, if I go to night, nobody would say I was Yotze.
Nope, not at all.
If I, for whatever reason, did Mila at night, but anybody say I'm looking.
So we'll talk again. Mila Belaila we'll have to get to a little later. We'll see what happens then. But I'm saying, no one's going to argue if you do a Mila, Shalei Bezmani, and Shabbos that you're not Yotze. Less man the Polak, of course you're Yotze. You didn't have Aira. Good, you didn't have Aira. Mitzvah, Aira, Terah, whatever. But the point is, it's not a stira to Zman Mila. Mashenki, let's say Mila Belaila. But the Evan Mila Belaila is not kosher, no matter what you do. That's because night is a time when the mitzvah is not in place. Here, Shabbos is not a stira to the mitzvah. It's just that the Torah didn't give you the heter to be Deicha Shabbos. Let's see that's Masiyah.
Does anyone say that, when you say that night, it's not, it wouldn't be Yotze B'diavad, at the end of the day, the Apostle says, Be'yoyim HaShmini, you know, it's because it's talking about during the day 8. But if it's not day 8, who says that the other times you can't do is not night?
The Gemara makes a drasha. The Gemara makes a drasha. You remember the Belaila?
It's
a drasha. That you don't remember. The Marach HaZeruah, you remember.
Yeah. You know why? Because I spoke about it in my grandson's
Shalom
Bachar.
Okay. I hear. We all remember what's on our mind. Yeah, it's a Gemara makes a drasha. You remember the Belaila? The Gemara makes a drasha. It's a drasha in the Gemara. The Gemara makes a drasha. So let's see the Atzmos Yosef inside. Dr. Atzmos Yosef number 7. The kasha. The Atzmos Yosef has two kashas. The first kasha that should bother all of us, which probably does bother everyone, is what was Taisus's outcome? Taisus's outcome was that the pasuk in the Chumash of Oisei V'Lo Yasa only works according to the mandama that holds that Mila Shleibes Manoi is done Beim Yom Beim Laila. There's only one problem. There are other mandama in the Gemara. And more so, we don't paskin like that opinion. We paskin that Mila Shleibes Manoi is not done Belaila. So if Mila Shleibes Manoi is not done Belaila, that now makes Mila a Mitzvah Seishas Mangroma. If Mila is now a Mitzvah Seishas Mangroma, why do we need to paskin Oisev Alei also? Obos Taishas is answer. That one mandama in Yavamis, everything works out. But we don't paskin like that one mandam in Yavamis. What about the other mandamim? Or like we paskin Aliba the Hilchasa, that Amila Shaleb is mani done Delilah's puzzle. So then why do I need Oisei Veloy also? So let's see. So he writes like this. Zakta Asmajesi. Asmajesi was an early Achron, 1600s. Number 7. Zakta Asmajesi. Vikosha. The Krivan, the Krom, Yutuhu. The mandamim, Shein and Ahegas, El Boyoim, Krom, my Ovidle. Again, we're dealing with a puzzle in the Chumash. Everyone's got to learn the Chumash. Right, so according to the man Omer, or the way we pasuk on Aliba the Hilchasa, that Milu Shleib Zmanai does not take place Belaila, why do we need the pasuk of Oisa V'Leosa? Taishas didn't really answer the question. Taishas answered, yeah, we're going to go according to that man Omer and Yevamis. But we don't pasuk like that man Omer and Yevamis. We assume, halacha l'maisa, ask any mayel, that a Milu Shleib Zmanai does not take place Belaila. So if you hold Milu Shleib Zmanai doesn't take place at night, that now makes Milu Shleib Zmanai a Mitzvah Seishas Mangroma. If Milu is now a Mitzvah Seishas Mangroma, who needs the pasuk? Back to square one. So he writes, it's an interesting text. He says, "V'nira d'loy darish kra de'asa." Echad ami, a'unz us aliba de'hilchasa. We don't darish in oisav alayasa. So this is an interesting thing. At the end of the day, according to the Atzmas Yosef, even according to Taisvis, aliba de'hilchasa. You want to know why women are part of Amila? It's not because of oisav alayasa. It's really just because it's man grama. The pasuk of oisav alayasa was for that sheet in Yevamis. Strange. That's right. This whole Gemara in Kedushin Chavtez of Oisav Loyasa was just for that one mandam in Yevamis. Right, but we'll see in a second. We'll see Mahalach from Rebbe Chana that makes it a little bit better than, a little more geschmacker than Atzmas Yosef. Atzmas Yosef is a big doichik. He said that when you read Kedushin Chavtez, you come across the pasuk, frekting Gemara, why, how do you know women are part of Mila Oisav Loyasa? So you have to say to yourself, no, that's only according to one sheet in Yevamis. But for the rest of us, it's because it's mangroma. It's a little bit of a doichik. We'll come back to it. But I want the next kasha, but oit kasha. Kiven the hocha may to have a mitzvah shalaz magrama mach taimo ha betfilin kasu betesla kamam de maschot tfilin betesla da mitzvah shalaz magrama to eina heges b'shabos v'im toivim v'im kein mitzvah milo shalaz b'zman no eina have a mitzvah shalaz magrama why? Kiven shein noig b'shabos v'yomtif in fact that's mitzvah of our kasha what do you do b'shabos v'yomtif? There's no sheet in the Gemara that a milo shalaz b'zman is doicha shabos v'yomtif so if shabos v'yomtif becomes a break so now you have your hefsik says that's mitzvah of v'nira tebishlo metfilin eina noig klal b'shabos v'yomtif. Asmus Yosef says, no, it's not a good example. No one wears tefillin on Shabbos v'yomtiv. No one wears tefillin on Shabbos v'yomtiv. But there is Mila that happens on Shabbos. Mila b'shmini happens on Shabbos. So if it says Asmus Yosef, that's the difference. Shabbos, and now you have to be masber like this. What's the hesber? The hesber is that's a raya that Mila is not a steer to Shabbos. Meaning when we talk about time limits, we don't just mean that you can't do it at a certain time. We mean that that time is a stira to the mitzvah. Shabbos and Mila are not a stira. Haraya, a Mila b'shmini does take place on Shabbos. But tefillin and Laila, or tefillin on Shabbos, that never happens. You'll never find a person wearing tefillin on Shabbos Yom Tov. Even though Grada, we spoke about this many years ago, right? That there is plenty of Rishonim in Beya that hold it's not also to wear tefillin on Shabbos Yom Tov, you just don't need to. Quite a few Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos and Beya, holds not also to it till on Shabbos Yom Tov. Just no chiyuv because you don't need the yois, you don't need to do it. But the ma'aseh we paskin la, and say, yeah, halachah ma'aseh is the klishim machlis, okay, whatever. But the point is, we don't wear till on Shabbos Yom Tov. But you don't say we don't do meal on Shabbos. We do meal on Shabbos. We gladly don't do meal on Shabbos when it's not Yom Hashmini. But zok to Atmos Yosef, what I think he means, and what I think Rabbi Kiveg is going to say more meforish is, it's not a direct stira to the mitzvah. It's not like Laila of Lulav. Laila of Lulav is a time where the mitzvah is not applicable. There's no kiyum to zero. Mila on Shabbos is still in the ballpark. Grada on past Yom Hashmini, the Torah wasn't Matthew to do the malach. But it's not a stira to the mitzvah, and therefore that doesn't make it zman grom. If you look at Rabbi Kiveger, he says a more mefurash. Number 8, left corner, Chedush Rabbi Kiveger. He writes, someone sent him a kasha. He says, the hod kaimalon. The Amr Makshina on whom is suffer good, Pilpul Api Divri Atois is a Kedushin. Shekos with the Milosh Lebes Man of the Mando Omadinai Belayla have a Mitzvah as Magromo, Fixu Amaforshim, the Homitzes become Okamina Decha Shabbos. But that was the Kasha of Kvega dealing with our Kasha from Asmus Yosef. Now what? How could Taisvis say Mila is not a time sensitive mitzvah even after day 8? Because it goes Bimbi Yom Yom Alayla, but it doesn't go Shabbos Vyomtif. So says Rabbi Kveger, Ube eke kusha zu yididi akta kusha the simba hakoil. Bechol eis shani shemea shoimim keim shema meforshim. Ani mispalei diladaiti enkan haschalas rach kusha. Wow. Kveger says, I hear people like all impressed with this kasha. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. Kveger says, I'm not impressed with this kasha. It doesn't bother me. Again, this kasha was around before Rabbi Kveger. That's when Sheshit was printed in the 1600s, way before Rabbi Kveger. So this kasha existed on the books before Rabbi Kveger was born. But Rabbi Kveger says, this kasha does not impress me at all. Why? The davka dehecha dehamaniya dein hazman mukshal ha-mitzvah. When do we care about zman groma? That's when the what's holding back is the pshak. It's not the time to do the mitzvah. Like Laila, zeh mikri zman groma. Ma'ashekin Shabbos dein ha-maniya dein ato zman ha-mitzvah. You can't tell me that night is a stira. I'm adding words into Rabbi Kveger. But you can't tell me that night is a contradiction to Milo. That Shabbos is a contradiction. Devadai im kvar oval umol b'Shabbos. Chaim, your point, that b'diyev you do it, ain chasar b'hechshar mitzvah klal. Avada, no one's going to say, oh, the meal is not kosher because he did it on Shabbos. No. Avada is kosher. Then nasi kehoigin legamri. He did the mitzvah. Uleman d'oma yimol armoi b'vada yochol umol b'Shabbos. Let's say you hold a guy can do it. So he'll ask a guy to do the meal. A mila nochri, shvos, whatever, you'll come up with the ritzim, whatever, assuming a guy can do a mila. The nasik, or he's talking about kiveger, el dem shum is a shabbish, yev shalat hachal shabbish, and mele yev shalakai matah mitzvah. Ze loy mikri zman groma. Talking about kiveger, zman groma is not the pshat that your hands are, that you can't do something. The fact that you can't do something doesn't make it zman groma. The fact that it's a stira to the kima mitzvah is what makes something zman groma. I think that's what that's mishesiv means. That's the way I understand the Asma Sheshiv, right? Because what's the Asma Sheshiv answer? Milo, you do on Shabbos when it's Bismanoi. Aye, but we're talking about a Shaloi Bismanoi. What was the Asma Sheshiv's answer? The answer is he means like Rabbi Kveger. That the fact that a Milo takes place on Shabbos is a riot that Milo is not a. Shabbos and Milo do not contradict each other. Contradict is the wrong word.
Shabbos, it does.
No, the Torah doesn't let you do it. But it's not because the Torah views Shabbos as not a time for the Milo. Now, you could argue that from the fact that the Torah does not allow to do a Milo Shabbos Manah and Shabbos, it's Kilo the Torah saying, well, for a regular Bris, it's a little funny to say that. For a regular Bris, we look at Shabbos as a time. For a Bris to ask, now all of a sudden now Shabbos becomes, you know, a steer to Bris. Right. It's true. You could argue that point.
You put filling on Shabbos, you've been making nothing.
Correct. Nothing. Exactly. The time is not a time for the mitzvah. But Shabbos, so this is where you can argue. You can either say, well, Shabbos is the time for the mitzvah when it's on day 8, but once the baby crosses day 8, now it's not. It's a little funny to say that.
Well, why aren't you saying it's like two separate mitzvahs? Yeah. Bris on Shmini and Bris any other day. They're really two separate mitzvahs.
Right, so I think it's hard to imagine. First of all, if you're going to say it like that, then Tais. So then Tais. Right. The problem is, if you're going to say it like that, then Tais can't answer that Mila, the whole Mila, is called Nan Zman Groma because after day 8. Right, we have to look at this one big mitzvah. I think we have to assume, yes, the halachas are drastically different. A mila b'zman and a mila shloi b'zman. We spoke 2 weeks ago about a tzad, you know, maybe whether or not there are other nafkaminas la halacha. We saw maybe even a mila shloi b'zman. Rabbi Shawai's quoted from the Machzah Shekel that a mila shloi b'zman is not a mitzvah deraisa on the father anymore, which was a big chiddush. The assumption is a mila shloi b'zman is no longer a mitzvah on the father. We assume it's one big mitzvah. It's hard to imagine. The Torah doesn't split into two mitzvahs. It's one big mitzvah that has two potential options of how to do it. So the assumption of Kveger is that the lumnus has to be the same. If mila on Shabbos can happen on day 8, so even though it doesn't happen on day 16, it's not because the mitzvah is not applicable. It's because for Me'ez time of Shia, the Torah didn't allow you. Okay, you can argue. You can say, the reason why the Torah didn't allow you is because now the Torah decided it's not the time to do it. But it's a little strange. Now, why did the Torah not allow you to do it? I don't know.
Two different mitzvahs.
Milo Bismarck
are two added.
There's
the
Maisa
Milo.
So you're gonna count the two mitzvahs in the same in the Manya mitzvahs?
No, but it's one mitzvah, but Milo Bismarck, you're missing one element. Maybe the Maisa, you don't get the mitzvah of the Maisa Milo, so it's removing the shame of the Orla.
So
for that, that's not Docha Shabbos, but the day when you have the positive aspect of it.
I have no reason to assume that they're two separate mitzvahs, but maybe you can, but then the whole Taisus is off because then we're mixing Bisman and Shlei Bisman. Everything is going to be off. So this is Rabbi Kveger. I think we all somewhat agree, understand, and I think that's the Pshan Aspasus, and that's Pshan and Taisus. Comes along Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Tzaris, and he has a very Pashat Ha'ara over here. And the Pnei Shu asks it really earlier. What's going on over here? We keep on forgetting. The Pasuk of Oisav Layasah was told to Avram Avinu in this week's Pasha. Hashem tells Avram Avinu, I want you to gemal your son, and I want you to do it in Natsar. It means it's Ki'ilu, Hashem told Avram Avinu, you and not her. So, what are we saying now? We're trying to figure out why do we have a pasuk of Oisa v'Layosa, who needed that pasuk? What happened to the rules of Zman Grama? First, Rabbi Chanan, I don't understand. Before the Torah came along, right, in the times of Rabbi Avinu, they didn't know a Peturim called Zman Grama. They didn't have those things. They didn't have the Avud Raham. So Sarah was ready to do the Bismillah as much as Rabbi Avinu was ready to do the Bismillah. So Sarah was ready. Hashem says, Sarah, not you. So first, Rabbi Chanan, what's Taisa's discussion now? Why do I need the pasuk? We know it's Zman Grama. Well, Sarah didn't know that. When Sarah was told, you and not Avram Avinu, she didn't have any other pre-existing notions in her head. She wasn't such a, you know, seminary girl who knew Zman Grama. There were no Zman Gramas. So for Ekta Bochana, the pasuk was not needed for us. It was needed for Sarah. Play for Ekta Bochana. So take a look at number 9.
So,
cash, not a cash. So now today we have, now that today we have this invention called Zman Grama, and Echanami, we don't need the pasuk. The pasuk wasn't for us, the pasuk was for Sarah. Right? That's a very strange thing. This, so Rabbi Chanan assumes, I don't know where he gets this from, he assumes that the Peturim of Zman Grama did not exist before Mount Torah. I don't know where he got it from. So that's Rabbi Chanan. So let's read inside.
Don't we always make limudim from things that may not apply? There was only talking about at that time?
No, but you can't ask me a kasha, why did the Torah have to write this pasuk? The answer is the Torah had to write his pasuk to tell Lisa Remaina that she wasn't chayv. So that's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Number 9. V'hine hachkra de'oiso, Gabi Avram k'siv, shenitztav Avram v'loi Sarah. V'loi shayich lahakshes klal tepik le'im shum mitzvah shem agromba. V'koy demad in Torah ein l'chalak b'zeh. So Frank Abuchan like this, what's our kasha? We walk into the Gemara Kedusha and the Gemara says, women are part of me, look at Avram told, Hashem told Avram, you are not Sarah. Frank Abuchan says, I don't need that, I have Zman Grama. Frank Abuchan, I don't get you. It's not about us, how self-centered we are. It's not about us, it's about Sarah. Hashem came to Avram Avinu and said, Avram Avinu, you not her. You know why? Not because she's Zman Grama. They didn't have Zman Grama back then. Because for whatever reason, Hashem said, you, not her. That's why Hashem had to say it. You want to know why we don't do it? We don't do it because of Zman Grama.
What rule?
No, because Rabbi Chanan is assuming, I don't know where he gets this from, he's assuming for a given that there were no Zman Gramas. There's no leniency to Zman Grama. To teach what?
There's a fact that it's dafka man and not a woman, because it's a mitzvah sasha she has Zman Grama.
But we don't know. But we don't know why Hashem said you and not Sarah. We don't know.
If we don't know, why would we ascribe it to that reason?
No. But today we have other reasons to exempt women. Today, after Kabbalah Sotera, we were given this treat called Zman Grama. So if I want to know today in 2022, Tavshin Pei Gimel, why women put the Vamila, says Rabbi Chanan, the answer is because it's Zman Grama. So what's Taisa's discussion? The Torah wrote Oisa. The Torah didn't write Oisa for me and you. It wrote for Sarah.
It's just in cash.
No, he's saying it wasn't. He's saying it wasn't meant to be given as a lien. It was meant to be given.
Everything.
Yeah, that was the storyline.
Yeah.
That's his kasha. I mean, that's Rabbi Chanan's kasha.
All the Gemaras he have, and he's saying, what are they doing?
No, he's saying this Gemara where Hashem told Avraham Avinu, you are not Sarah, wasn't for us, for us to learn out from future generations. For future generations, we'll have Zman Grama. Sarah needed to know. Sarah was ready. She had her knife ready to go because she figured, why is she not Mechoyev? She saw the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says, the way we learned it, it's a father's obligation, parental obligation. She's ready to go. She trained. And all of a sudden, Hashem says, I'm sorry, Sarah, I want Avraham and not you.
She didn't even know about it. Hashem didn't speak to her.
I don't know what they know. Basically, it's what they knew and didn't know. I don't know what they talked about. But let's hear Rabbi Chanan's it's even bigger chiddush. Zogt Rabbi Chanan, Tzar al korchach tzarich loymar. The kushes toisvus einay al akasav. Gevaldik. How do we learn toisvus? We learn toisvus that why does the Torah have to bother to write oisav alayasa? I can learn it out from the regular rules of Zman Grama. Therefore, it's almost an extra pasuk in the Torah. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's not the kasha. Totally not. Because as I pointed out earlier, says Rabbi Chanan, Sarah needed to know that she's Potter. So what's the Gemara's kasha then? That was Taisus' kasha. Gevaldik, Rabbi Chanan. So Rabbi Chanan, you know what Taisus' kasha is? It's for us. Why do we keep on saying that women are part of the family because of that pasuk? That's not why we today hold women are part of. We today hold women are part of because we have Zman Grama Ptur. So the kasha is not why the Torah wrote it. The Torah wrote it because Sarah needed to know that she was exempt. The kasha that Rabbi Chanan is learning in Taisus was, why do we keep on saying that for us it's from Oisa Vele Asa?
Because it's always better to do it from a Torah than from a Svar.
Okay, maybe. But Rabbi Chanan is
saying, so no, isn't it always better to do it from?
It's not a svara. It's not a link. Okay, the Gemara goes the other way around. The Gemara says, link that I learned from Drash of Adifa. Chavivi, the Gemara says.
But it's always better to do it from a posse.
No, the Gemara says, okay. The Gemara says, not. The Gemara says, Dvon, that I'll leave it from a Drash are better.
So
the
Gemara says. I can tell you that Amir Shalom is the one where you don't have the business assays. Down the list, we learn from Hashem telling Sarah Oso. Well, I would know Mila Bizman is no good because Mrs. Ashley says my grandma.
But on the Mila Shalom Zmana, I might say, listen, there's always one grandma, maybe a woman can do it.
That's Tyson's answer, exactly. Tyson's answer is that was the kasha. The kasha is, why do we keep saying, okay, it's a Moridic way of learning Tyson's. According to Rabbi Chana, Tyson's kasha is this. Why do we keep on saying that today women are part of the Mila because of Oysa Belayasa? That's not the reason. Not a kasha why the Torah wrote what it wrote. We learn Tosfos. Why did the Torah? Again, you have to. I've been talking about Loma Likra. Doesn't really fit so well according to Abuchan. Loma Likra means why did the Torah need to write the pasuk? According to Abuchan, that's not the kasha. The Torah needed to write the pasuk for Sarah. Loma Likra means why do we keep right? Why are we learning from this pasuk to exempt them? Women should be exempted from under the rules of Mangrama. To which then Tosfos answers, no, because it's not so pasha that Mila is taka as Mangrama. That's how Rabbi Chanan learned our Taisa, right? Geshmak and Mahalach, and Lefizet answers the other kasha, right? Says Rabbi Chanan, V'alzeh Tirutz, the Gemara Naka Tam D'Sheich L'Kul Yamo. That's why the Gemara wanted to go with a reason that fits all shitas, right? Because there is one shita that holds that Mila is not Zman Grama. So Oysev Elayasa, that reason is across the board. Now, remember we had the kasha from Asmus Yosef? What does he do with the pasuk? It's not a kasha anymore. What does he do with the pasuk? The kasha was never on the pasuk. The pasuk was written for everyone, for Sarah to know. The kasha is, why do we learn from the pasuk and not learn from the Zman Grama? The answer is, because there is one sheet in Yevamis that holds Mila is not Zman Grama, and for that mandomer, he needs to come onto the pasuk. So therefore, everything's very geshmak according to Abul Chonan. You don't have the Asmus Yosef's kasha anymore. What is Asmus Yosef's kasha? What is the other mandomer going to do with the pasuk? The pasuk was never in questioning. We never asked why did the Torah, we know why the Torah wrote the Pasuk. The Torah wrote the Pasuk for Sari Menu. The only question is, why can't we learn from there instead of having to learn from Zman Grama, to which Tosfos answers, some hold it's not Zman Grama.
Zman Grama doesn't answer for that sheet in Yevamos.
Correct.
Why?
Because he holds Mila is not Zman Grama.
He holds Mila is not Zman Grama.
So just saying Zman Grama won't explain why women are potter. So for that sheet, he needs to come on to Oysa V'Layasa, and the Gemara went that route to be Yoytza all sheetas. That's Rabbi Chanan's answer. Okay. What's the next issue with this Tosfos? We've got to mutch it with this Tosfos a little bit. Tosfos is selling you an argument. Tosfos is selling you that Mila is not a time-sensitive mitzvah. Right? Again, if you ever want to mutch it with someone, like a yeshiva guy, when we were in yeshiva, what we used to do for fun was we used to call other yeshivas, this is in the payphone days, and we used to ask them random shilas and sugyas, and see if they knew what they were talking about. That's what we used to do for fun. That's what we used to do for fun. We used to call random yeshivas. I'm not going to tell you which yeshivas we called. We used to call random yeshivas and ask them chakiras. You know, different.
Payphone.
It was way before cell phones. We'd call payphone. We'd ask them random shaylas. How did you learn this? How did you learn that? That was our fun. So if you want to do that with this, it's a gavaldic question. You call them up. No, or maybe a future son-in-law one day. No, is Mila? That's probably not a good idea. Maybe after he gets married, you can do it. Okay, is Mila a mitzvah seishas mangrama? So it's Tosfos says very clearly about us. Mila is not. Now, most yeshiva bachim would be like, of course it's mangrama, right? Unless they learn Kedusha Chavtas. They'd say, of course it's mangrama. Day 8, Laila, Yom, they know all the rhetoric. But Tosfos is by own, sticking to his guns, that Mila is not considered mangrama. Why? Because once you get day 8, you could do Mila b'Shabbos, you could do Mila you can't do Mila b'Shabbos, but that we dealt with Kiveger. And Laila, you could do Laila. Frankly, Melech HaSchinuch, another problem. Frankly, Melech HaSchinuch, what happens when the kid hits 13? Doesn't the father's chiyah fall off at 13? So how can you tell me this?
The mitzvah is still there, just transfers.
Good. That's right.
It's
the lumbus.
That's within the mother. The father's chiyah falling off is within the mother.
What do you mean within the mother?
The father's chiyah, like the mother's chiyah in what we're learning?
What do you mean by
that? It's not Klal Yisrael.
Who?
The father's time falls at 13.
What happens?
So does the mother's chiyah falls at 13?
What do you mean by the mother's chiyah?
If she has a chiyah, it's like the father's chiyah.
But she doesn't have a chiyah.
But if she did, it would be till age 13.
Right, so my question...
So it's the same...
But my question is, how could Tosfos say that this mitzvah goes forever?
Yeah, because it doesn't.
It doesn't. It ends at 13.
Right. For the father, which is the same as the mother. Meaning the mitzvah does go on forever. It's just who's mitzvah.
Good. You guys are already two steps ahead of me. I was thinking like the Mechas Chinuch thinks. That what? That if this mitzvah has an end point, assuming that at 13 the mitzvah ends, so the Hakka Tosfos call this a never-ending mitzvah. Of course it ends. It ends at 13.
So let's see the Minchas Chinuch inside, number 10, left side. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I'm
not sure. It's quite a shame. When I was in yeshiva, they tried to do this, a shiur just the Minchas Chinuch. It's one of the most yisoidis tikkus svarim to learn is Minchas Chinuch. Rabbi Yeager gives a share.
So
and,
now we
both are. I'm telling you, it's one of the most yisoidis tikkus lemudim is to learn Minchas Chinuch. When I was in yeshiva, they used to push us. Learn Minchas Chinuch, learn Minchas Chinuch. Now the problem with learning Minchas Chinuch is you really have to know Kol HaTorah Kulo in order to really learn Minchas Chinuch well. Because he's all over the place. He's mamish all over the place in Minchas Chinuch. Now they came up with a new sefer in Lakewood, Kedarka Kodesh, where a guy wrote a sefer. It's a goyim tikkus sefer. He wrote a Minchas Chinuch on Mitzvahs de Rabbanan. What does he mean he wrote a Minchas Chinuch? Yeah. He wrote a sefer what he thinks the Minchas Chinuch, the type, the style of the Minchas Chinuch on Mitzvahs de Rabbanan. Now, truth is, we don't have that many Mitzvahs de Rabbanan as much as we think. As I remember, I wrote it. So there's about eight or nine Mitzvahs de Rabbanan. So he wrote a sefer similar to the way the Minchas Chinuch works, meaning the same types of things the Minchas Chinuch delves into, he did it on Mitzvahs de Rabbanan, which is an interesting idea. Hanukkah and Purim and all those Mitzvahs de Rabbanan. Very geschmack limud. But again, Minchas Chinuch, it's a kedai thing to get a chavrusha shafin. You know, today people only want to learn Gemara or only want to learn Halacha, but if you want to get amazing ideas hashas, Ideas Hatayr go Minchas Chinuch. We had a shiva when I was in high school. It wasn't taken seriously enough, but they were always pushing us. The shiva always used to push, learn Minchas Chinuch. And now I realize there's so many gewaldige ideas to get from Minchas Chinuch. It's really an amazing limit. I'm not suggesting another shiva idea, but I'm just putting it out there that it's a good thing to learn is Minchas Chinuch. So that's like Minchas Chinuch number 10. Vani Mesupak. Im Higdil, she mitzvah gamkein ale rami o mechayv lomu atzmoy. Im gamkein mitzvah ala av, ole nafka ha mitzvah me oisoy. What happens when the baby hits 13? We know that the father has a mitzvah to give his son a bris milah starting day 8 and onwards. But what happens when the kid turns 13? So the Gemara by us in Kedushin told us that if the father never gives the kid a bris milah, then the kid has to give himself a bris milah. So what happens at 13? 13, the kid becomes a bar chiyuva. He's a big boy. So do we say at 13, now the kid is mechoyev and the dad is done, finished, removed from the situation? Or do we say, no, they now have joint responsibility. Both dad and the son are together doing it. Now this should be totally in our old chakira, which always comes back. What's pshat that the father has the mitzvah milah? Is it it's the father's own mitzvah, or the father just acting as an agent for the son? If the pshat is that the father's acting as an agent for the son, because you can't really expect 8-year-old babies to hire a moilim, then it's very logical to say that when he gets old enough to handle himself, dad just steps away. But if it's the father's own mitzvah, the Torah wanted the father to do this, so then maybe that mitzvah continues jointly with the son as well. So the Minchas Chinuch says, he has arrived from the Sefer HaChinuch. He says, Umuloshen harav ha-mechabish ha-kosav, right, the Loshen of the Chinuch is, Milas bonav haktan. Interesting. Why did the Chinuch say Milas bonav haktanim? Why did he say it's only the young children? Why is it not the father's chayv and all his children? So he says, so then he writes, so that's the chakir for the Minchas Chinuch. Says the Minchas Chinuch, and he writes different nafkaminas. What would happen if, let's say, after 13, if the father jumps and does it before the son? So if the father's still in the parasha, so he wasn't choytiv a mitzvah. But if after 13 the dad's out and the son's in, so the father grabbed the son's mitzvah, he has to pay him, right? He owes him money, all the sugyas that come out. So zok the Minchas Chinuch, I'll bring you a geshmak araya to my chakira for my toisvis. Why? Says the Minchas Chinuch, one minute. If you're going to tell me that once the boy hits 13, the father's no longer obligated, the Minchas Chinuch, Taisus didn't solve his problem. Taisus has been muttering all day to try to justify why Mila has no end point. Not Shabbos, not Laila, not Yom, the fact of Minchas Chinuch, but it stops at 13. The Nihi, the Mitzvah Hamila, he taught it ad oilum. Mashahut al Alav, he Mitzvah Cheres. Different mitzvah. Vazman goyim. That taka gets cut off. Sheesh la mitzvah meshech zman shonim ar hagadlus. That mitzvah. Right. So frek the Minchas Chinuch. Umali lulav. What about lulav? Sheesh la zman shiva yomim. Meaning he's saying, don't try to tell me that because it's a really long time that makes it not zman groma. 30 years, a long time. Says Minchas Chinuch. So what? 7 days is long. Zman archid gimel shonim. Again, obviously, 7 days and 13 years are not exactly the same. But the sukkah is not there. Right. I mean, sukkah's bechlal never ends. Right. He was just trying to prove to you, and even lulav is only drabbanon kol shiva. At least sukkah's, you know, that's weird, right? So therefore, but again, it's a funny tzushtal, 7 to 13. You know, like Minchas Chinuch is proving to you that a mitzvah that even if it has a long time and then ends like 7 days, oh, so to 13 years, not exactly comparable, but okay. The point of the Minchas Chinuch is that he doesn't understand why it should matter how long the mitzvah is in play, as long as it will have an ending point.
Why do you need to say that at all?
Right. I don't know why he felt the urge to bring a riot to that. To me, it's self-understood. the kivan diyesh lazman have lezman grama v'lo malikra el al korchoch de'en lo yhevsik. Says the Melchisenech, if you want to bring out toisis hashita, it must be dalo av lo oylam av bigadlusa. So it says the Menachas Chinuch, he has arrived from our Taisvis, that our Taisvis must hold that mitzvah, the mitzvah of the Father is forever, and Daka Zmil, this mitzvah is a mitzvah that never ends. So he's up to Menachas
Chinuch. The fact that it ends with the Father, but there's still a chiyuv for this kid to get.
So let's take a look over here. So
what happens?
Well, get that. I will show you right now. Mamish, that's next to Hora, number 11. Yeah.
And what happens, Legabe, at the end, if a guy never got an oral right before? We always say that, you know, he has to the last day.
Yeah.
So then, according to this, so the father should also, they have a chiyuv karis?
So the Rambam writes that the father doesn't have a chiyuv karis, even though he has a mitzvah. The father, karis is only on the baby. The father will never get karis.
Uh-huh.
But he has a mitzvah.
Even until he's
Yeah. The father doesn't get karis. So let's take a look at the in the Numen Cheschinach, so they have Haaretz on the bottom.
Where else do we have an example of a mitzvah where it's your mitzvah makes sure someone else does a mitzvah? That's why the general concept.
So that's the next page we're going to get to. Not today, probably. But you know, that's exactly the Nekuda. We'll see in the Rishonim, we're going to see in a lot of Rishonim, that Mila, very good. The mitzvah of Mila is one of the most unique mitzvahs, where it's not a mitzvah that you do to yourself. The whole mitzvah is to do to someone else. Think about it. Every other mitzvah that we have, you do. You shake lulav, you send the sukkah, you eat matzah, you do get some, you. Here it's, you do to him.
No, but the tosas, we said, you have to be gemalt. And it was just two
mitzvahs. No.
There's one's the maisa mila, and one's that you're not an oral.
Good, but at the end of the day, the mitzvah is still done to something else. The maisa mitzvah is never done to my body.
Right. If I'd be over 13 and I could do it to myself. Right.
I'm talking about the father's chiv and the father's chiv. I'm not talking about the ben. I'm talking about the father's chiv. That's what we're discussing, right? We're discussing the parental chiv of Mila, father slash mother. So it's the most unique mitzvah that you have, where the mitzvah is not to do to yourself.
The home. It's really the baby's mitzvah, and the father's just a
shliach. Okay, good. Maybe we'll. Pidyon HaBen.
The baby can't
make a shliach. Pidyon HaBen. The pshat is that I have a mitzvah to do a ma'aseh pidyon. The pidyon is not to do the baby. Pidyon is me giving money to the kohen. Here it's here.
Maybe doesn't have to be redeemed.
Yeah, but I'm at least doing the ma'isa mitzvah. By mila, I never do the ma'isa mitzvah. I do it to someone else. I pay the chayv of the. We'll come back to Blinezer hopefully in a few minutes. Let's just take a look. So in the Numen Cheschinach, they have a horus on the bottom. So in this Ari quotes from Meir Damplatsky. Meir Damplatsky was the Klei Chemda. So the Klei Chemda wrote a sefer on mitzvahs called the Chemdas Yisrael. Dan Plotzko was a fascinating yid, but not for now. So he writes over here an interesting aura from the Klei Chemda. Sefer Chemdas Yisrael, which is written on Sefer HaMitzvahs. He writes like this. He disagrees with the Menachas Chinuch. Nachum Oz HaChashbin. The Menachas Chinuch had a chakir where what happens at 13? Does the father's mitzvah fall to the side? Or does he now become joint with the son? So Menachas Chinuch says that in Mefarsha Taisvus. Taisvus says that the mitzvah of Mila never ends. What do you mean? Of course it ends. It ends at 13. Elamai says the Menachas Chinuch must be a taka never ends. Even at 13 and 14 and 15, Lebesoyf, the father always has a mitzvah, and taka mila is not time sensitive. Says Reb Dan Plotzky, not so fast. Why? He says, because I feel lost in Sefer, I'm mitzvahs like Ram and Dabra Chodesh. Who? The mitzvahs mila shoin de mikola mitzvahs. The mitzvah of mila is different than all the mitzvahs. Shekotin ain't a mitzvah behem. A kotin is not mitzvah. Omna be mitzvahs mila hutla ha mitzvah achiv ala kotin miyad kishir ben ches yamim. This is the Klei Chemda's Chiddush. That avad the mitzvah is on the baby when he gets day 8. Achum neisha in a baldas, because he's not smart enough, begam in yochol lomu latzmoy, alke netila hatoir achiv ala ava al bezin din lomu. And we know this is debatable. This is very debatable. That's like the Klei Chemda. That the pshat is it's the kid mitzvah, which the kid can't do because obviously he has limits and restrictions. Vayideze mikayim akotin ba'atzmei mitzvahs milam, ulevize kishi yagdol haben, nifsa kachiyav me'a'av ha'bezdin. It switches. Says the Klei Chemda, you're misunderstanding how this works. It's the same mitzvah. It's the question just is who's a achroi for it. So it's in the beginning, it's the kid's mitzvah, and the parents step in as apotropos. The parents step in as, you know, in charge. And then when they become 13, now we switch it over. It's the same mitzvah, it's just a question now who's achroi for the mitzvah. It's not the pshat that there's two separate chiyuv. There's the father's chiyuv that ends, and the son's chiyuv starts. It's the same chiyuv from the get-go. It's just a question is who's responsible for that mitzvah.
And based them similarly,
and say the best.
Just the father.
Right. So therefore, says the Klei Chemda, me'at the teutzva teisi shaper. Now Tosfos is beautiful. That mitzvah is the same mitzvah. It's not a different mitzvah. It's not the father's mitzvah till 13 and then the son's mitzvah from 13 on end and the father's mitzvah stops. It's the same mitzvah from the beginning. It's just a question of who gets it. We juggle it. You pass it here, you pass it there. Kivin de mashmin, he says the klechemdo. Kivin de mchezva Allah ein laha mitzvah hefsik, lo yehavi b'chal mitzvah shes mamgom. The mitzvah never stops. It's the same mitzvah, just juggled from the father to the son. And now,
but in mitzvah shes mamgom, we're concerned about the chiyuv. We're losing track.
Not necessarily. We're losing whether or not the mitzvah has a time where it's not applicable. The answer is doesn't. It does.
Once you prove that, but you've gone off on the wrong way, then you're off the
chiyuv. Oh, we'll go a lot further than this. You'll see in a second. But right now, the klechem, to me, the klechem is not as bad as the sasemis is going to do at some point, right? We're at least keeping in the ballpark of chiyuv. I mean, this mitzvah, it's one mitzvah. The mitzvah meal starts on day 8 and goes forever. It just gets passed around to who's going to be stuck with it. Either the father, the son, right? And if a zok to klechemda, that there's no raya from our taisvis, and he doesn't agree with the Menachas Chinuch's comparison. Good. This was all last week, Rabbi Say. Now we're supposed to finish this last week. Okay, so Rabbi Say, Akkan. So taisvis' shita by us is very clear. Taisvis' condition, Choftes, holds, mila is not a mitzvah cessation as mangroma. Why? Because it does not stop. Once it starts, it never stops. Not Laila and Shabbos and Yom Tov we dealt with. It keeps on going. Now let's take a look in Tosfos and Megillah. Tav Chaf. Zog Tosfos and Megillah. Akasha, number one. V'hiksha Areb Ephraim. Kiven the Mila ain't a Belaila. Since Mila, this is Shirches. Should say Shirches?
Yes.
Number one. Frek Tosfos. V'hiksha Areb Ephraim. Kiven the Mila ain't a Belaila. Since Mila doesn't happen at night. Imkain have a mitzvah shez mangromish and Hashem peturis. Imkain kosher. Lomo libe perakama the kedushin krod oisay loyma the isha ina chayevas lomo. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that women are not mechuyev? Typically, that mitzvah shez mangrom. Sounds familiar? Yeah, it's our kasha. The yesh loyma. Some taisus. The ilav oisay hava amina dahay the noshim peturis mitzvah shez mangromo. When do we exempt women from time sensitive mitzvahs? Haynu hecha deleka karis. That's if the mitzvah doesn't carry a death sentence like karis. Tumyu, the matzah, simcha, hakel, those are all very nice mitzvahs, but none of them carry karis if you don't keep them. The less of who karis, uminayu, umimatino noshim. That's not so poshut. That's not where we learn the Torah of women from, but Taishvus is saying that look at all the other time sensitive mitzvahs. All the other time sensitive mitzvahs don't carry such a terrible punishment. Avo mila sheeshba karis, but mila that carries karis. Benichusu alel shalash asebrisas. So this line everyone should remember from Rebbe Loz de Mila. The Gemara used that a lot. Whenever the Gemara wanted to show you that Mila is different, the Gemara always said, Mala Mila shken yichasu ala gimel brises. It's a Mila in the midst of Mila. Hava amina de mechayu buhunoshem lomos benayu. Kamashman oisai. Deloy. Kamashman oisai, it's not true. So let's dissect this Tosfos for a few seconds. A few minutes maybe. Nachma, what's Tosfos' teretz? Kenira Tosfos is arguing with Tosfos and Kedushin. Tosfos is saying 100% Mila is man grama. No Laila, none of this fancy Torah. 100%, when you're writing your Yedias Klali's booklet, put Mila in the Zman Grama category. Why do you need the pasuk? So Taisa comes up with a chav. Taisa says that sometimes you have to look at the mitzvah of Zman Grama and ask yourself, does this fit the other groups? Does this mitzvah fit in the other group? So Taisa says it doesn't. It's a more chomadik mitzvah. So because of the chomer mitzvah, maybe I would have thought that the Torah would have obligated women. Now, first to Aaron Taisa is, who gets the karis? Not the mother, not the father. Only the baby. So what's the havmin? I would have thought, meaning if you learn Taisus,
Exactly.
You have to learn that Taisus is proving to you that it's a very important mitzvah. Why is it so important? Because if we don't get this done, this baby's going to die young. So because the mitzvah has such, meaning it's like all hands on deck. Everyone's got to get in on this mitzvah because this mitzvah is too important for us to miss. And if I would have had a havmin, that because this mitzvah is unique from all other mitzvahs, that's why women would have been obligated. Kamash malon, they're not. Why? What's the Kamash Malan?
That's why the pasuk goes up.
That what? That our alumnus is correct or not correct? Or
which, correct,
our, yeah, right. So Pashup Shad is, our alumnus is correct. But there's a miyut. I mean, Avada, we should stick with this alumnus. And maybe when you come across another mitzvah, say Shaz Mangroma, which is in the poor park, if it exists.
Well, that's
Kuris.
Yeah, but it doesn't have 13
and that's right, it doesn't have your Gimel Brises, right.
Well, what about Brises Union?
But that's a chayv in any ways. Right, that we go. Okay, but the kump the chayv that we have two different taisus. Taisus by us and taisus in Megillah. Mam is talking different sugyas. Taisus in Kedushin gives up and says, no, it's takanaz my grandma. Taisus in Megillah says, no, it is my grandma. I, so why read the pasuk? I need the pasuk because I would have thought it's a different type of mitzvah. Now, it's interesting, the end of this taisus, he ends up giving our taisus by us also. Inami, So Tosis and Megillah does give our answer, but Tosis and Kedushin does not give Tosis and Megillah's answer. Why not? What's the Pasha of the Teretz? Because he says, who cares? Mechatesa, Karis is a difference. Or maybe because Karis is not on the parents, it's only on the kids, so why should that make a difference? But so we have two Tosis already, the Tosis and Kedushin. Tosis and Megillah seem to argue strongly about whether or not you look at Mila as time sensitive or not time sensitive.
Is the value of the Tosos in our sugya for that Manda Amra in Yevamos?
Right.
So that's why that's there. And this is the Iker Tosos.
Right, you can say it that way. You can say that the Tosos and Megillah is more for everyone.
Iker Tosos.
Right. You could say that. There's a Mahalach, maybe we'll see it maybe next time from Reb Gusman. Yeah. Reb Gusman wants to connect these two Tosos to each other, which seems to be a very hard stretch. But if anyone could do it, Reb Gusman could do it. So maybe we'll see if we can get to that maybe next week. But I want to now veer off a little bit from the Baalei HaTosos. Let's first see a Teretz from the Rashash. So I have the privilege of saying Shir Techsidim. So one of the Shurim I gave was a Rashash. You gotta be careful with Chassidim and Rashash. They don't like the Rashash. Why don't the Chassidim like the Rashash? Because Rashash writes a Chiddush. It's not really his Chiddush, it's a Gemara in Bam Metzia. It says in the Chumash, Baruch Atah Bi'er, Baruch Atah Bevecha, Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecha. So the Gemara says in Bam Metzia that we should all come into the world, we should all leave the world like we come into the world B'lo Echet. So Rashash said, Mikan Raya Keneged Gilgulim. And we all know there's a concept called a Gilgul. Gilgul means you have to come back into this world because you have to fix something. So Rashash says it's a stira to the concept of Gilgulim. Because what do you mean? But you leave the world, you come into the world clean. But you didn't. You're coming into this world with something to fix. So obviously you're not coming into the world b'lichet. So Rashash writes, you can't write, you can't go Gilgulim. So the Chassidim don't like that. So suppose that they don't learn Rashash. So,
but Rav Abadi do, they don't know about that. Okay.
That's like, I said over the Rashash, they didn't hear this. They didn't know this part from the Rashash. They knew that they had this thing about Gilgulim. They weren't against the Rashash for that reason. The Gifta used to say that the Rashash is his favorite Baal HaBos to learn. Rashash was a businessman, a very, very wealthy businessman. That's why he's in the back of the Gemara, because he helped print the Vilna Shas. I don't mean to say that's the only reason why he got in there. It was a big time Chacham. But the Rashash is very learned in the yeshiva system. The Rashash is a very, but in the Chassidim it's a little bit of a touchy topic. But here we can learn Rashash. So Rashash writes.
What's Rashash stand for?
I forgot already his name. You gotta look in the back. No, I forgot already his name. Forget already. He was a wealthy, wealthy businessman. So if you look, take a look at number two in the Rashash. So he says something which we really have to understand better. He says, Lanias Daiti, says Rashash, a very interesting pshat. You know what Zman Groma means? Zman Groma means you don't look at your relationship to the mitzvah. You look at the mitzvah. Meaning, for example, matzah, there's no one in the world that's eating matzah, meaning mekayim a mitzvah today. There's no one sitting in the sukkah today that's eating. That mitzvah is blocked out for all of us.
Right.
So Zakta Rashash, but when it comes to Mila, there will always be a Bris Mila somewhere in the world. Mm. Right? This mitzvah is not a mitzvah that's bound by time.
Or not by date, exactly.
He held it's not locked into a calendar date. What we see maybe is Mashmoy said that in the Tosfos Rit. Therefore says the Rashash, Avol Mila Neheges B'chol Yom V'Yom, Em Yesh Tinuk Bo'olam She'Hagia Zman HaYom. I remember I used to live in Kew Gardens next to Pesach Krom. So whenever he used to daven with us, we always assumed he's doing a bris later and we never said tachlim. I think maybe once in 10 years he told us, no, tachlim, I'm not doing a bris today. We should say tachlim. But there's always a bris, right? Speak to the big moilim every day on the calendar. So after Rashash, that's what makes something Zman Groma. Now the problem with this Rashash is, why is that the way to look at it? Why would I look at it like that? If I asked you how to define Zman Groma, I would say if a mitzvah has an obligatory start, obligatory end, or one or the other. Here, Mila definitely, the fact that they're doing a Mila right now in another part of the world, what does that do for me?
It's not an individual, because I think it does make sense.
Yeah.
Torah wasn't speaking to an individual, it was speaking to the concept.
As the Torah is categorizing mitzvahs. When you categorize mitzvahs, you put tefillin, all those mitzvahs, there's no one who wears tefillin on Shabbos. Loi matzonu v'loi shaman. No one eats matzah, at least for mitzvah purposes, in the summer. No one sits in the sukkah, has a mitzvah in the summer. But Mila, everyone has a mitzvah. Right? Everyone has a mitzvah if...
But nobody does Mila at night, theoretically.
Right. So he's not addressing night. He's addressing more the fact that... It's not like he's addressing more the Yom HaShemini.
I thought
I don't know which Nakuda the Rashash is he dealing with the day 8 question? Which part of Tosfos is he starting with? It sounds like he's dealing with the day 8. He said, day 8 doesn't bother me. Because the fact that there isn't a baby, because...
If you miss day 8, you move on.
Right, meaning, we'll see this more before in the Tosfos Rit. The uniqueness of Mila is it's not a calendar. It's not a day calendar. It's not a date on the calendar. Sukkot is on the calendar. You can schedule it. And everyone knows if you haven't made a bris, the one thing you can't schedule is a bris. You don't know what day of the week it'll be. It could be any one of the days. It could be this, it could be that. It could be a snowstorm, it could be, you never know. Mashiach is all the other mitzvahs, there's a date. Sukkot will always be Hezvah, Pesach will always be, we all know. Now, why that makes a difference, we'll have to see Mitzvah Shem next week. But that's, this Rosh Hashanah, keep in mind, but we'll go see Mitzvah Shem, the Tosfos read next week, and the other Rishonim, we'll see how to put this in, perhaps, to maybe understand it, perhaps a little better. Okay, everybody, say
yeah, oh, by the way, somebody else just asked me, if you want the name